Good morning. Welcome. This is the Joint Ways and Means Committee, Subcommittee on Natural Resources. And today is Thursday, February 16th. And we have a variety of things to look at here this morning. But before we begin, Susie, do you have any special instructions for us today?
Nope, no special instructions.
Nothing?
Nope.
Okay, with that then, we'll open a work session on the Parks and Recreation Department request to approve retroactively a submission of a federal grant to the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. And I see Mr. Woods is here with us this morning, and he'll be giving us some information. Do you have something?
No, the director is here to make his request, and he'll explain it to you.
Okay. Good morning, Tim.
Good morning. I'm Tim Wood. I'm Tim Wood, the director of the Oregon Parks and Recreation Department, and I'm here this morning to make a request for approval of a retroactive application for a grant. In 2011, the legislative session enacted Senate Bill 58, which transferred the Natural Heritage Program from the Department of State Lands to the Parks and Recreation Department. And a responsibility under that Natural Heritage Program is that the department is designated as the agency that's responsible for applying for grants for preservation and conservation of invertebrates under the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service's Section 6 program. So the department applies for these grants on behalf of other governmental agencies and eligible nonprofit groups. In this case, neither of the grants that we're asking approval for here would go to a state agency. So the request that's before you is to gain approval for two grants. One is for Benton County and the Greenbelt Land Trust. They're requesting $1.259 million for the purposes of acquiring property in Benton County to accomplish the goals of their habitat conservation plan. And title of the property would be acquired and held title of the property acquired would be held by the county, and Benton County, as an applicant for this grant, obviously supports this request. And then the second request under Section 6 is for $326,076 for the Yamhill Soil and Water Conservation District. And the purpose of this is to complete a habitat conservation plan, or finish the last pages of that habitat conservation plan, which would provide the framework for conservation of species under this program. And Yamhill County also does not, they do not object to this request by the Soil and Water Conservation District. Again, neither of these grants require a match or an obligation from the state. If successful, our role would be to transfer the funds between the Fish and Wildlife Service and the successful grant applicants. And if we are successful, obviously we'll return to the legislature to seek any needed limitation to be able to administer the program. So with that, I respectfully request your approval for application of these two grants.
Any questions?
I just have a quick question.
Senator Thompson.
Thank you. Chair Jensen,
thank you.
The second request, you said the Yamhill County didn't object to it. Did they support it?
Yes.
Chair Jensen, Senator Thompson, yes, they have.
Okay.
Right.
Any other questions? Susie, recommendation?
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, LFO recommends you approve the request.
Mr. Chair, I move that we approve the request.
Yes, Co-Chair Beyer moves that we approve the request as presented by staff. Are there any questions or discussions on this? I never thought I could be so easy as to let you come in here and get all of this money and not have anything to say. Thanks for stopping by and talking.
Just to remind you, Chair Jensen, we haven't got the money yet. We'll be back for that.
Mr. Chair?
Yes.
I'd like to vote yes on this if I had the opportunity.
If you have the opportunity.
I'm not, Mr. Chair, I'm not sure I've ever seen Chuck and I vote yes on the same thing at the same time. This is I mean Senator Thompson, excuse
maybe
me.
Maybe we better spend a little time discussing this. We would find some reason to get a little diverse opinion on it. So, is there any objections to moving the request? No objections, so ordered. I assume that Senator is in agreement with yep. us. Though he just came in, we were on the parks two budget requests.
We've been telecommunicating as senators.
Oh, yeah.
And he did his homework, so he knows all about it.
All right. That's good. I mean,
do we have a carrier?
Nice to have our senators on the cutting edge of this type of.
You've heard of G4. This is G10.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
And a carrier? A carrier for
we need a carrier. I think. Probably Senator Thompson wants to carry
sure.
this.
My pleasure.
Okay.
Fine choice.
Okay.
We have another one.
We've got another request from Parks.
Yes, again, good morning. I'm Tim Wood, the Director of the Parks and Recreation Department, and I'm here to request your approval to apply for a grant from the National Park Service that would provide funding to assist us, the department, in compliance with the Native American Graves Protection and Repatriation Act. The grant will provide funds for us to hire a limited duration employee to assist in assessing, inventorying, and researching Native American artifacts that are in the possession of the department, and to coordinate with tribes for repatriation or proper disposition as the act requires. The grant will request $82,260, and it'll cover the cost of a limited-duration employee plus travel and administrative costs. There's no cash match required from the agency for this. Approval of the grant will leverage existing staffing and allow the department to come into compliance with the Act. If successful in obtaining this grant, we'll obviously return seeking approval for the necessary limitation. So with that, I would request your approval.
Okay, is there any questions for Director Wood on this one?
There should be, but I don't have any.
Okay, I'll try one just for some clarification here. Coming from an area where we have a reservation and where they have a cultural center. It strikes me that there's an awful lot of work currently being done by the Native American tribes to do this type of work. Are we duplicating here? Are we going to find ourselves running into some problems as far as or some requests on their part to have these artifacts or whatever it happens to be stored and displayed in their facilities?
Yeah. Chair Jensen, this would not be duplicating their effort. In fact, in many ways, it would be sort of assisting their effort of trying to repatriate artifacts that aren't in their possession. What we're looking at is a collection of artifacts that the department accumulated principally through gift and donation, principally, again, many years ago, that what we simply need to do is determine the value, whether there is value to them, and if so, are they of value to the tribes that would like to have them repatriated and taken back into their possession, or whether they're artifacts that they aren't interested in and we could dispose of or use otherwise for purposes of display or interpretive work. So it's really hand in hand with the tribal effort.
I am going to follow a little on that. It strikes me this is going to be a fairly long-term sort of activity then, that the part-time staff that you have here are going to going to run out, knowing the process or knowing a little about the process that goes through as far as the tribes are concerned. I see some of this material kind of languishing around until decisions have been made. How are we going to keep up with that?
Yes, Senator Jensen, good question. Again, this request is for a period of 20 months only, and we think we'll be able to make a significant progress in the we have a considerable number of artifacts that really we need to get a good handle in terms of the inventory and the curation of those items so that we can, once we do that, then we can, even after this person would complete their time, we can then work on the disposition of those back to the tribes.
Have we communicated any of this with the tribes at this point?
Chair Jensen, yes. And we work with them closely on a day-to-day basis, but the tribes are very supportive of our request here.
Thank you. Any other questions? Susie, recommendation?
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, LFO recommends you approve the request.
You've heard the request as from staff. Motion, please.
Yeah, Mr. Chair, I request that the committee, or I move that the committee approve submission of the federal grant to the U.S. Department of Interior retroactively. No, this one's not. The other one was. Yeah. Sorry.
You've heard the motion.
That.
You've heard the motion. Is there any questions? Any discussion? Is there any objections? Hearing none. So ordered. And am I right that Representative McLean would like to carry this one?
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
We'll close the work sessions on Parks and Recreation Department and open a work session on the request by the Department of Fish and Wildlife. And we have joining us here our distinguished staff, Paul, and we will ask for your input, introduction to this request from ODF&W.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Chair, members of the committee, the Department of Fish and Wildlife is requesting approval to submit what, in essence, are five federal grant proposals totaling about $2.2 million to the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service from the Endangered Species Act Cooperative Endangered Species Conservation Fund. And I believe everyone from the department except for Roy Ellicker is here to speak to this item.
And as I see my the official things that we have, his name is the only one that is officially listed, therefore the only one that I assume is able to testify on this. And since he isn't here,
he sent his brain, Mr.
Chair. Close this work session.
She's here.
She's here. Okay. Sent the brains of the department, and we do appreciate that. I'm going to stop there. I could get in a lot of trouble if I continue with that. So before they begin, I have a question. I think I had asked for some documentation on the where the match money was coming from on this. Do we have that to present to the committee?
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, that should be the last document on the packet put together for this item on SharePoint. Okay. If you scroll through all the items, it should be the very last one after their letter.
Okay.
Good morning. Go ahead. Mr. Chair, co-chairs, members of the committee, thank you very much for considering our request this morning, and I do send apologies from our director. Unfortunately, there was a Pacific Salmon Commission meeting this week in British Columbia that he had to represent the state on, and so he apologizes that he could not be here in person. For the record, I'm Debbie Colbert. I'm the Deputy Director for Administration, and with me is Ron Anglin, our Wildlife Division Administrator. As LFO staff have described to you, we have a number of proposals that we are requesting your retroactive approval to apply for federal funds. The source of the funding is the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, and it's under their Endangered Species Act Section 6 Fund, which is the cooperative work with states. We submitted our 10-day letter of notice on January 10th, and all of the funds that are proposed in this retroactive approval would be essentially passed through to individuals that would be completing the work. There is a 25% match required on these funds, and as staff mentioned, we have provided for you, for your packets, a table that shows each of the five projects and describes the total project cost, the request amount for this particular application, the match requirements, and then describes for you the source of the match. And as you'll see in that table, in the case of these five proposals, the match is coming almost entirely from other state agencies and third parties. We are providing in-kind match on one project, which is the gray wolf monitoring. So I just wanted to call your attention. We can provide additional detail on that.
Debbie? In relationship to that, I don't I have a little trouble understanding how that's a match. I would think that that's a requirement under the Oregon Wolf Plan that has been adopted by your commission and generally approved, I think, by the legislature, if not officially, at least unofficially. So that would seem just normal duty according to the plan, the Wolf Plan that you have, rather than being matched for something else.
Mr. Chair, we are using our existing staff, district biologists, that are not specifically associated with our Wolf Program, and their work as the in-kind match for the program. And Ron Anglin can describe to you kind of how we are using that work as our match for that particular project.
Co-chairs Jensen and Beyer, members of the committee, for the record, Ron Anglin, Wildlife Division Administrator. It is acceptable within the federal system for the agencies to utilize in-kind match. So as Debbie correctly stated, what we typically would do on something like this is instead of putting up hard dollars, we would have our staff, as part of their normal duties, going out, doing wolf surveys, overseeing interns to assist us in doing work, and we can count that as our match, and then we can utilize that to leverage the federal dollars that allow us to do more above and beyond what we're currently able to do under our existing program. So the intent would be to expand survey efforts, to expand documentation, to buy additional equipment for and supplies to provide to landowners, and to further implement the Wolf program and use federal dollars for that on top of what we're already using.
I guess, of course, I'm a little curious. In Oregon, the Wolf is not federally listed, is it?
Co-Chair Jensen, yes, it is still federally listed west of 395. It is on the state list east of 395. However, after a federal delisting like east of 395, there is a certain period of time under the federal ESA that the service still monitors wolf populations and has an expectation that the population has not declined back to where it needs to be relisted. And it's pretty typical that they engage in that kind of a process and fund the states to do that work for them. We've done that with bald eagles. We've done that with Columbian white-tailed deer. And all of that is been, or a significant portion of that has been done by use of federal dollars as part of their recovery efforts and requirements and the documentation so that we can keep them delisted.
And at the present time, all of the wolves, for practical purposes, are east of 395. Is that?
That is correct.
So we've got a listing on an extinct species west of 395. Federal.
You know, Chair Jensen, we have enough anecdotal reports that we have not been able to explore west of 395 that we're fairly confident wolves are there. And we just need to get people out on the ground to verify that. That way we can use that as support in our efforts to get wolves totally delisted by the federal government in Oregon and for implementation of the wolf plan and lead us to a delisting on the state wolf plan.
Other questions for the agency?
Mr. Chair, I was just going to mention that in addition to the wolf work that we've talked about, there are four other projects that would be included in the application. One of them would be continued monitoring of the coastal western snowy plover, which is a listed threatened species. Continued research on wolverines in northeast Oregon, which is, again, a listed species. And then two acquisition projects. One would be an acquisition project in cooperation with Oregon Parks and Recs Department for threatened marbled murrelet on the Oregon coast. And then another would be an acquisition of a conservation and easement and water right transfer in the Klamath Basin in cooperation with the Klamath Basin Rangeland Trust. So those are the five projects that we are requesting retroactive approval to apply for those federal funds, and would be happy to answer any additional questions.
Any other questions? Okay. Paul, do you have any word to say on this?
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, the Legislative Fiscal Office is recommending approval of the request to authorize retroactively the submission of federal grants to the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service.
You've heard the recommendation. Do I have a motion?
Mr. Chair, I move that we accept LFO's recommendation.
Co-Chair Beyer moves we accept LFO recommendation and approve the requests as presented to us. Any discussion, further discussion? $60,000, is that right, for wolverines?
That's correct.
Mr. Chair.
And what we think we know of three wolverines in the entirety of the state of Oregon? Is that...
Co-Chair Jensen, that's correct. It's the first time people have specifically looked for wolverines in the last 25 or 30 years, and they were discovered in Northeast
Oregon. If we keep
Oregon.
Looking, are we going to find any dinosaurs?
Co-Chair Jensen, you know, we're looking for Bigfoot.
That's what I was going to say.
Set it up. I suppose I don't want to go here, but I wouldn't like to know how much of our budget we're spending on looking for Bigfoot. Okay.
It's federal dollars, right?
If there are no other questions, are there any objections to motion? Hearing no objections, so ordered. And we need a carrier for this. Does anyone?
I'll carry it.
Co-Chair Edwards
and the red
volunteers to carry it. And we will all see this in one manner, shape, or form in the
full committee.
Huh?
Just the full committee.
Well, I suppose we'll see it in one manner, shape, or form in the chambers at some time.
Mr. Chairman of the committee, actually, the request itself will only go to full, and when they have approval to apply, they'll apply. If they need limitation, that could come back to something the chamber would have to vote on.
Okay. So the business of the day has been completed. Anything for the good of the order, Paul?
Mr. Chair, on Tuesday we will have, I believe, one bill will be a work sessioning first thing, a fee bill for the Department of Agriculture. I believe it's House Bill 4002. We'll try to get that posted up tomorrow. Also, a grant from the Department of Energy. There's a federal grant request that came in just recently. And finally, there will be an informational hearing on the budget note on the forest practices in the Department of Forestry's budget.
Okay. Anything else for the good of the order? Hearing none, we're adjourned.
You know, it's amazing.